Struggling to keep track of your story and world? Archivos is for you. More intuitive than a wiki, more extensible than Scrivener, Archivos builds your story bible into your personal, always-on tactical display. Graphical relationship charting, continuity tools, this thing has it all, with bonus options for fan engagement and real-time collaboration. Archivos. Story world management done right. www.archivos.digital. That's www.archivos.digital. Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life.
Welcome to The Questions, episode 886.
Today we hear from Robert, who asks,
Have you tried gaming out multiple possible plot lines for a novel? Are there any advantages to offset the time spent? Are there any downsides?
Well, let's get to the upside. If you're a gamer, and this is how you like to pass your time, then it's free entertainment. There are some downsides. Almost always spot a novel that's developed with game mechanics because they don't read structurally like regular novels, and the characterizations tend to follow some fairly rigid categories that are set up by game developers. And it runs the risk of coming off as being fairly amateurish. Now, if you're a beginning writer, and you're looking to try to get your fingers into story structure or to use some training wheels to help you get past the anxiety of what do I do next, this is something that can help. But you want to be leery of making it your primary development rubric because it is so easy to spot and it doesn't do a good job at generating well-rounded stories. The interplay of plot and character that modern readers expect, even in heavily plot-driven novels, means that this kind of story development is going to be most satisfying to other gamers, and the rest of the audience is often going to feel a little unsatisfied by it. Rather like sticking too close to formulas like save the cat or whatnot. They have an internal predictability that's often the wrong kind of predictability. You want your audience to be able to anticipate kind of where the story's going, but you don't want them to have the experience that the story is a foregone conclusion. And unfortunately, gaming mechanics are of such a nature that stories developed with them often feel that way. Now, that said, I'm going to point out an excellent example of a novel that was developed this way and is bloody brilliant. But part of the reason it's brilliant is it satirizes this kind of thing. The novel is called Death by Cliché by Robert J. Defendi. It is hilarious. It is smart and it is clever and it understands what it's doing. And it understands it so well that it turns the liabilities that are inherent to this kind of development into massive assets. And if you want an example of a story that did it right, not just because it was making fun of it, but because it made fun of it and then took the basic mechanic and developed a really good story out of it, so you get both sides of it, check out Death by Cliché by Robert J. Defendi. Thank you very much for the question, and I'll see you tomorrow. The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty McKeon and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2021 J. Daniel Sawyer, and the production is copyright 2021 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license, and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners. Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.